beautiful, really. This has been a very, 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 very good meeting. For the first time, chiefs have been involved. For the first time, we have seen chiefs being respected. For the first time, we have seen that we are actually being acknowledged as the rocks, as the sole owners, as the owners really who stand for the people.
What are you coming out of this meeting with and taking back with you home?
We are now kind of empowered, and we also managed to empower the organization doing works in our areas. So when we go back home, in actual sense, we are now able now to call our headmen. We are now able now to call very big congregations, try to address HIV now, try to involve almost everybody within our communities, because we have the people, we have the power, we can talk to them. We now have to change, in actual sense, the way we have been doing, maybe in our courtships. We now have the know-how of how to address gender-based violence, HIV and AIDS, women's rights. It's now vested up in ourselves. So this Rock Indaba meeting has actually been very, very, very fruitful to us. And should this kind of platforms continue to empower chiefs, beautifully, we are going to prosper.
And there's this issue about inheritance in local African cultures, which people have blamed for perpetuating HIV. What do you think about this? Are you going to change as the chiefs?
The issue of inheritance, definitely our cultures does not say we inherit a woman. Well, it's not like that. That our cultures do say we inherit. When someone dies, the one who comes in is there to look after the family left. The wife left behind has got a choice to say no to this and yes to this. Because when we talk about love, a woman has got a right to choose the man to go to bed with. So Nakana will only mean that you come and protect the children who are there. The wife is free to go and choose the man he wants to go to bed with. In the event that maybe he wants to get married or to remarry, that's when she comes back and say, I now want to get married, like what she did on the first. Then she's free now to go and join yet another family. But inheritance, we don't inherit a wife. How can a wife be inherited? No. These are love matters. These are love issues. That cannot happen.
What did you learn from other chiefs from other regions who were there at the conference?
Yeah, there's still some work to be done. But as far as I have seen, we had chiefs from Namibia, chiefs from Malawi, chiefs from Zambia. It is appearing that these guys here are well told. They are well vested up. They have now changed the way they are doing things in their areas. And with this Rock Indaba program we had the whole week, they are actually going to change their polish up. Some have learned where they were doing mistakes and this and that. It's now going very well. I'm Richmond Rangwan, a senior representative from the chiefdom of Chief Mrambala in Mondorongezi, has at least 12 years up to now living with HIV and AIDS. I came out on the open early 2003 and so happened to get medication in 2004. As I speak to you today, I personally founded an organization by the name Simbarashe National Network for People Living with HIV and AIDS, which has an affiliation membership of about 3,500 as we speak for people living with HIV and AIDS. We now have a center at Mondorongezi, which the EU Micro Project donated some funds some year 2007. And at this center, we managed to train HBCs living with HIV and AIDS, 30, and 90 people living with HIV and AIDS in herbal nutrition gardening. And from there, we have this year moved from forming support adult support groups to identify children in our areas who are affected or who are ill to encourage them to go under VCT. Today is just barely 2 weeks after we started this program. We have managed to test about 296 children from the age of 5 months to the age of 16. And among them, in my register today, reads 87 children found HIV positive and have already started to access ART as I speak to you now. Some are on prophylaxis and some are receiving psychosocial support. And as I speak to you now, we have got 5 support groups in place in different areas of Mondoro Igezi. We are spearing, heading all this from Bisenda Simbarashe under the chiefdomship of Chief Murambwa, the paramount. But all what is happening, we only received funding from my EU macro project, which was €60,000 to train these HBCs and build up this center. We haven't got any assistance we received to date. This place I'm talking about is Mondoro Igezi. We get no bowl, we get no electricity, not even a single PC, a computer. The place, the work done is very, very good, and we have the best practice of the country, but the resources are shortcoming. This is the story of Simbarashe National Natural Network, which holds today in Zimbabwe the MIPA, best practice, this meaningful involvement for people living with HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, no resources are forthcoming, not even a single truck. But we are doing the work flatter, and we love our work. Why? Because we are the affected and the infected lot.
Briefly, what advice would you give to others who are living with HIV/AIDS secretly?
Oh, well, secretly, it means that snake will kill you one day. Secretly, that's the worst thing you're ever supposed to do. Don't live with that disease secretly. To me, if you expose that disease, definitely you'll find more ways of treating and finishing or living with that disease. So if you live with it secretly, it becomes very difficult for you now to learn much more ways of fighting the disease.